The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
What is happening to our neighbors, to our fellow Washingtonians who are stranded in the storm up alongside Highway 2 is as damning an indictment of local government as I have heard in a long, long time. As we speak, let's get right to The Big Lead.
The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
So the people of Bering and Grotto and Skykomish, they've been without power for about 7 days now, since this snowstorm came in. They've been without water for several days. Where is Governor Inslee? This is so unbelievably shameful. So Jay Inslee, yesterday morning, he went on Twitter and he wrote, "I am closely following the situation in Skykomish and Gold Bar as US 2 is closed due to severe weather. My staff and I have had conversations with mayors and local leaders this morning, and we will continue monitoring the situation." So Jay Inslee's been monitoring the situation. Then I started reading the responses, and then I started getting emails from listeners who live in more rural areas. But let me just read to you the responses to Jay Inslee's tweet. One person said, "You are taking credit for what the people of the surrounding community did for these people? Volunteers, not the government." Another person, "I voted for you, and I am a staunch Democrat. However, other than just tweeting uselessness in these towns." And Jay Inslee, Dow Constantine, they left them stranded. And I have no doubt that the comments on the governor's Twitter page are 100% accurate. If this was some liberal blue zip code in King County, oh, Dow Constantine and Jay Inslee, I mean, like the one person said, if all the power went out on Bainbridge Island and the roads were closed, you think Jay Inslee and Dow Constantine would have taken care of their voters? Because that's a liberal voting place, Bainbridge Island. But the people up in the Sky Valley, they are left to fend for themselves. So we have a citizen that you just heard in Ursula's newscast. I'm going to talk to him at 12:30. You have a citizen who's helped organize a convoy. They got people with four-wheel drive when the highway was closed. They got people with four-wheel drive vehicles to do a convoy to get gasoline so people could fire up generators, to get baby formula to the new families up in these towns that were snowed in. The people organized an effort, and it's wonderful. And these are salt-of-the-earth people. But this is why we have such a divide in our state. Jay Inslee and Dow Constantine, they will kiss the butt of everybody in Seattle because Seattle can overwhelm the rest of those ignorant people in the state, the rest of those know-nothings in rural areas. That's the way they think of the rest of the state. And so they leave the rural people to fend for themselves. But I talk about this all the time. When you vote incompetent people into office, as we have done in this region, what is going to happen when there is a true disaster? And now I've asked that question for years, and I was thinking about an earthquake or a terror strike, and we have these clowns. You know, is Dow Constantine going to be able to get away from his nightly drink and his state or his sheriff's protection unit to be his designated driver? Is he going to be able to run King County Emergency Management? Well, I'd love to do a PDR and find out if Dow Constantine's executive protection unit, well, I know they drove him to Inslee's State of the State address. What was that, 3 days ago? When people were snowed in, when people were desperately trying to get food and fuel and baby formula, Dow Constantine had two King County sheriffs drive him to Olympia, just as they drive him to lunch every day, and they drive him for his pedicures, and they drive him to go drinking at night. And while Dow is playing and screwing around on the taxpayer's dime, you got people who are fighting for their lives in his jurisdiction. It's shameful. And so when I ask what's going to happen when there's an earthquake or a terrorist strike, we're seeing a small version of that with these wonderful people up in Bering and Grotto and Scott Comish. And I know the people have been hit hard in Index and Salton and Gold Bar and all those other places too. But it took a bunch of citizens to say, we're going to save ourselves because government has contempt for us. They've disdain for us. Olympia, King County, they can't stand the rural people of this state. The most salt of the earth, good-hearted people of this state. And so Jay Inslee had a press conference about an hour ago. And he was asked, why haven't you done something about this?
Well, those people are asking why the state didn't do more and why the National Guard wasn't called in.
Well, we did what we were requested by the community of Skykomish, and we focused on what the Skykomish community, through their mayor, told us is that they wanted us to open the road. We had prodigious efforts to open the road.
Okay, how about prodigious efforts to get fuel to people's generators? Why didn't you make a prodigious effort? And look, by the way, while I'm criticizing the elected leaders, let me say, the people of DOT, and I often criticize DOT management, but those road crews, phenomenal. The people who are trying to restore the power and the water, I mean, those are angels on earth. And they've been dealing with stuff all around. But, you know, the people with City Light and Puget Sound Energy, and I don't know what the power company that serves out there are. But those are government workers who are earning every single penny, and they do fantastic work. And it's impossible work at times in these conditions. My criticism is not of those people on the ground. It's of Jay Inslee and Dow Constantine. And Inslee said, well, we did have DOT out there.
We had DOT personnel who were on the job. In very, very difficult conditions, removing trees in conjunction with the PUDs that also did humongous work in that regard.
Humongous? I think it's humongous. I know it's M-O-N, but it's humongous. Come on, Jay, didn't they teach you that at Stanford? Oh, yeah, you had to drop out after a year at Stanford. So then he praised the community, and rightfully so, as do I.
I think that what we found is that this is a community that's very self-reliant, and they found a way, as soon as we could get the road open, which we were focusing on, the King County Emergency Response and local neighbors got some food and provisions, and that's great because we can imagine how difficult it is when it's cold to be without power and even water in some occasions. So we understand that is. We understand that local community responded, and I was interested in looking at some of the comments from the residents that they were proud of themselves in that regard.
It's because they had no choice. They had to. They die if they don't respond because you and Dow left them to die up there with your lack of response. And then a reporter also asked him this.
So couldn't you have encouraged the mayor to say, look, you've got private citizens who are organizing convoys their own danger, in effect, and the National Guard is more than able to have their big units bring those in?
This is a fantastic question. I mean, the people who organized the convoys, their own four-wheel drive, some people brought in military vehicles, and they put themselves in harm's way. They put their own lives at risk, and Inslee could have asked the National Guard to do that. So why didn't he?
Well, we were pleased. I'm sorry?
Couldn't you have encouraged him to accept your help with the state?
No, I'm not going to tell the mayor of Skykomish how to run his town to start with. And I would point out that these are very reliant people who understand when you live in the mountainous areas and you rely on one another. And I was really actually encouraged by listening to the people, some of whom I have been reported on your channel talking about the pride of helping their neighbors.
Yeah, they do. They do take pride in that. But you're saying you're not going to tell a mayor how to run his city. That's funny. 2 days ago, in your State of the State speech, you said this.
Our goal over the next 2 years is to find safe, warm shelter for half the Washingtonians now living under freeways and bridges in sleeping bags and in cardboard boxes.
Wait a second. You're going to tell the mayors of Seattle and Everett and Tacoma, where they have big homeless populations, Bremerton, you're going to tell them how to run their cities now? You're going to have the state jump in to help the drug vagrants who are out on the street. That's a case where you believe the state needs to intervene and where you don't seek the mayor's approval to do it. You tell us, yeah, I'm going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars in a rainy day fund because there are people out there on the streets in desperate situations. But you can't spend a couple of days helping taxpaying, working citizens of rural Washington? You can't spend a couple of days helping them out? You can tell Jenny Durkin how she must handle people sleeping out on the streets, but you won't tell the mayor of Skykomish how to help people who have been frozen out and don't have power and don't have water? I mean, is this starting to come together for everybody that this state is about, you know, an attorney general who weaponizes law to attack anybody who's not liberal and to be a protection racket for those who are? It's about Dow Constein and Jay Inslee, who risk letting people die in a mountain storm but feel that they need to spend billions of dollars because they need to help people who are in a winter storm sleeping under an overpass. We got two Washingtons, and it's never been more clearly illustrated than by this story. I mean, Cairo 7 talked to Brandy Williams, who talked about how dire it was up there.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cars. We're talking like it was insane. Like I've never seen anything like that before.
She was up there with her four kids.
Our snacks are getting a little bit low. I immediately went into survival mode.
And trying to keep her kids calm too.
Mom, are we going to be okay? I said, absolutely. Absolutely, we're going to be okay, but you can tell that he was scared.
And Q13 also reported on how bad it was and how it took a citizen convoy when the National Guard could have helped if Jay Inslee had done his job.
Oh, I've been up here all my life. This is the worst outage I've ever seen.
For days, people have been trying to stay warm despite the freezing temperatures. Many of them stuck in the mountains because U.S. Highway 2 has been shut down for miles due to downed trees and power lines.
We are in kind of a disaster zone right now.
We put some water on there.
Braving the elements, their fellow neighbors formed a convoy to show them they weren't forgotten.
Small town life, that's what we do. It takes the average person to take care of their neighbors. It's a big thing. It's a Sky Valley. You know, that's what we are.
We will make another gas run.
Community members band together, collecting and delivering donations to communities hit the hardest by the snowfall.
I hope the power comes on there soon because this is ridiculous.
So you got desperate people fighting for their lives. And what was Governor Inslee doing? What's he doing right now? He's on Twitter. He's tweeting 39 minutes ago, need for legislative action this year to combat climate change. Yeah, you know what? Maybe a little global warming would help the citizens of your state that you will not help. 18 hours ago, when people were freezing in the mountains, equity and opportunity makes Washington stronger. And they named some group about minority and women-owned businesses. So he's pandering to that. He's tweeted 18 hours ago to somebody, I look forward to working with you. Thanks for your crucial leadership on climate. So Jay Inslee, who, remember all the sound bites when he was running for president? We need to get the president off Twitter and start doing something. While people in his state are without power and water, and he doesn't do anything to get supplies to them, and he doesn't do anything to activate the National Guard, and it took the heroic work of local citizens, what was Jay Inslee doing? Exactly what he's been criticizing the president for the last 3 years. He was sitting on Twitter about climate change. This is what you get when you put somebody like that in office. Somebody who has contempt for anybody who doesn't vote for him. And, oh, those rural communities, they don't vote. They don't vote blue. So we should just forget about them, right, Governor? That is your big lead for today.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. Okay, coming up next, I'm going to continue our big lead coverage. We're going to talk to the guy who had to organize this convoy to maybe save lives, since Inslee and Dow Constantine did nothing. Straight ahead on the Dory Monson Show. I talked about it in the big lead, but man, does that community know how to pull together. And they did in spectacular fashion. One of the people who helped organize that effort is Gary Vyer. He joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Gary, good to talk to you this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, so tell me, first of all, just give me and my listeners a sense of the conditions when things started.
It all started by tons of people being stranded on the mountain, not able to get off. You know, that turned into a whole thing, and then the whole highway ended up getting shut down. And then the cities of Skokomish, Grotto, and Bering have been without electricity now for 7 days.
I mean,
decided that that's unacceptable. We have to do something.
Jay Inslee had a press conference this morning, and a reporter asked him, why didn't you activate the National Guard for these people? And he said, well, the mayors of those towns didn't ask us to. What do you say to that?
I have not personally spoke with the mayors of those particular towns. We've had no help from the federal agencies of any kind. All of this has been done 100% by myself and volunteers in the Gold Bar area.
So nothing from King County Emergency Management, nothing from the state of Washington.
That is correct, sir.
That's absolutely unbelievable.
Nothing. It's quite shocking.
Well, I mean, here's what I believe, and I said this at the beginning of my show today, Gary. If this had happened, if Bainbridge Island got wiped out by, island-wide power outage and roads impassable, I'm pretty sure that Dow Constantine and Jay Inslee would have done something about that within hours. But there's something about, there's something about rural Washington that is, they almost have contempt for rural Washington and for the values that you guys hold dear. And I have to believe that if this was some other part of the state where there are more people who vote for Jay Inslee and Dow Constantine, I have no doubt that you would have gotten help a lot quicker.
I think that is a very fair point that's being made.
Let's focus on the good. Tell me about the wonderful efforts of all the volunteers up there and what you've had to do to help and in some cases maybe even save your fellow citizens.
Right. So I've spent hours, countless hours over the last few days with endless volunteers, raising funds, collecting resources, making convoys up the mountain, being in touch with the community, finding out exactly what they need. It's been endless. Our GoFundMe page has been, doing some, but it's not even remotely enough. When you're having to buy several thousand gallons of fuel to run generators and other systems like water pumping systems so they can have water, you buy 3,000 gallons of fuel and you've gone through over $10,000 immediately. So the GoFundMe page is critical continuing to make this happen. Another thing to make sure that people know is that this is going to continue for weeks because the power is still not restored up there. The water systems are still not flowing. So So people need resources. And we're adamant and we're focused that we will make it happen for our neighbors. We will make it happen for our family. We will make it happen for our community, because at times of need, that's what you do. So we have stepped up, and if the government won't take care of them, we will make sure that no one goes hungry up there. Every dollar counts. Every single dollar counts.
Got it. Convoy Sky Comish. We'll get it linked up on the blog, too. Gary, God bless your efforts. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, okay. Have a great day.
All right. Gary Vyer, who's helping to organize this community effort. What do you think of your governor, your county exec? Apparently, the rural people aren't worthy of their attention. You can text me at 98973. That's 98973. And we have lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show. Okay, so the impeachment's moving forward. That was such a disgusting scene yesterday. It was happening while I was on the air, so I got to watch a bit. All these members of the House walking solemnly over. And then Nancy Pelosi had all these pens specially made for the signing of the impeachment paper. And the pens were emblazoned with her signature. And then she signed the document one letter at a time. And then they're all giddy and passing out the pens, holding the pens up and taking selfies after they'd been spending months and months talking about what a prayerful, solemn time this is for the nation. And they were all just exposed as the unbelievable hacks that they are. I mean, even CNN said, yeah, that was pretty inappropriate, what the whole group was doing there.
It was unusual to see.
The exchange between Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, because during the debate, Sanders was accused of having said to Elizabeth Warren that a woman couldn't win.
You're saying that you never told Senator Warren that a woman could not win the election.
That is correct.
Senator Warren, what did you think when Senator Sanders told you a woman could not win the election?
I disagree.
Okay, so Bernie Sanders just answered, I never said that. And then Elizabeth Warren, CNN, which, look, they are trying to bring down. I don't believe for one second that he said that to Elizabeth Warren. Doesn't sound like the kind of thing Bernie Sanders would say. And everything that comes out of her mouth is a lie. So, no, I don't believe that for one second. But, oh, it's fun to watch the infighting there, isn't it? Fast 15 is next.